Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
From KCRW, this is Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiotakis with a show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. If you stand atop the Whittier Narrows Dam and you take a look north toward El Monte, you see a large basin filled with trees and grass, huge one. Look to the south and you'll see the homes and apartments of Pico Rivera and Downey stretch on for miles. Well, today the dam sits dry, but it has a huge responsibility: flood control. Back in 2016, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers raised the alarm. The dam was already considered to have a high risk of failure. Now they say failure is, quote, critically near.
Even though you have those rare events that most people don't think about even happening once, if such an event occurs, the consequences would be huge.
In other words, says George Sunny of the Whittier Narrows Dam Safety Project, the dam needs to get fixed. Well, to understand the importance of the dam to the region, KCRW's Andrea Bautista takes us back in time before the dam was built.
The Whittier Narrows Dam is 3 miles long and crosses two rivers, the Rio Hondo and the San Gabriel River. And if you visit the dam like I did earlier this year, you won't see much water flowing. That's because the rivers are partially channelized. But it wasn't always that way. Before Europeans arrived, the water flowed freely and the area was marshy.
The indigenous people of our area were drawn to Whittier Narrows because that's where the action was. That's where everything was that they needed. And so there were a number of villages in that location.
That's Paul Spitzeri. He's the director for the Homestead Museum in the City of Industry. It focuses on the history of Greater LA from 1830 to 1930. Spitzeri says the original native people of Los Angeles, known as Quiche Nation, were drawn to this area.
The San Gabriel Valley was the valley originally because it had the water, the animal, and plant life to sustain a larger population.
Then came the Spanish colonization.
When the Spanish come through in the late 18th century and they're looking for a mission site, they established the San Gabriel Mission in the Narrows.
But what the Spanish didn't know was that when it rained heavily in this area, it could flood easily.
They couldn't withstand the flooding. And so that appears to be the reason why within just a few years of being established, they moved the mission up to where its current location is.
Spitzeri says flooding in the area was infrequent, but there were historical accounts like...
In 1861 and 62, December and January, they had about 40 days, which is why they called it Noah's Flood, of rain throughout the West Coast. And so this area was just inundated completely.
Spitzeri says it was estimated that 50 inches of rain fell during that season.
And there were floods in years after that. And so by the 1910s, the county realized they had to really try to do something with flood control to try to tame the effects of flooding from the river.
That's where the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers comes in.
The project was sited here in an area we call the Whittier Narrows Gap, which is sort of a gap between two mountains.
Aaron Smith, a senior project advisor with the Corps of Engineers, is giving me a tour of the dam.
And it was sited in the 1950s to help reduce flood risk throughout Los Angeles County between here and the Pacific Ocean.
The dam was completed in 1957. People built suburban cities around it. And over time, the Corps struggled to maintain it due to budget cuts. Now, this 60-plus-year-old dam is facing a few key problems. First, the dam's foundation is at risk of erosion.
It's largely made up of sands. And so when the dam, today, obviously, it sits dry. We don't have an impoundment in it. But when those storms occur and we do impound a high head of water up against that dam, that water is always looking away to get downstream as fast as possible. And because the dam is fairly impervious to allowing that water to go downstream, it will try to seep underneath that water through those sands and exit downstream. That in itself is fairly innocuous. The problem is, as that water works through those sands, it can actually cause that sand to erode, which could cause a huge cavity to form underneath the project and cause the embankment to fail, which would result in a, you know, large release of a wave that would go downstream that would be fairly catastrophic.
Yikes. If the dam failed, it would impact over 1 million people from Pico Rivera to Long Beach. Standing on top of the dam, Aaron points to Pico Rivera, which sits just below it. I can see clearly into someone's second-story window from here. As we walked further along the dam, we ran into a couple who live nearby.
Well, is the dam going to hold
Ray Olivas asks, is the dam going to hold?
The dam's going to be just fine. We're going to work hard to make sure of it.
Are they going to rebuild it?
We don't need to rebuild it. We just need to add some armor and some protection to it. So it'll take a little bit, and it'll, you know, be a little noisy and dusty, but
That's okay.
She'll be here for years to come.
Good.
Hilda and Ray Olivas say they have lived in the area for almost 50 years.
You know, we live right next to the dam on one side, and I'm sure if it broke and flooded, we'd be in the flood zone, you know, so.
The Corps also found that a major storm event could trigger the dam's gates to open prematurely, which could, quote, release more than 20 times what the downstream channel can safely contain. There's also a risk of overtopping. Smith says although it's rare, there's still a possibility.
We have a lot more modern forecasting techniques today than we did in the 1950s. And we know that there are large storm events that could come up off the Pacific Ocean, find their way to the San Gabriel Mountains, and overwhelm the dam's capacity.
All of these problems mean it's one of the Corps' highest priority dam safety projects. And it's not cheap. The project is estimated to cost over $400 million. Some work has already started, including relocating utility lines that run through tunnels in the dam. Major construction will get going in 2025, and locals are gearing up for a project that could take 5 years to complete. For KCRW, I'm Andrea Bautista.
Coming up, infrastructure projects are just some of the things leaders in Orange County want to get done. A look into a year of proposals, politics, and yeah, even some baseball in the year of our Lord 2023. Gustavo Arellano is yours on the other side of this.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.